You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hey, everybody, it's Ken Davenport here on this week's episode of the Producer's Perspective podcast. I'm going to talk about Simone Biles and what her withdrawal from the Tokyo Olympics means for theater makers. Coming up next.
Hey, it's Ken. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast, and I hope it's pulling back the curtain on this business of Broadway. If you're looking to learn more about what makes this industry tick, go to my website, kendavenport.com, and sign up for my weekly newsletter. I'll send you one email a week, one article about what I'm seeing, trends, insights, marketing ideas on what's happening on Broadway right now. That's kendavenport.com. Hope to see you there and in your inbox.
I wanna be a producer with a hit show on Broadway.
You're listening to the Producer's Perspective Podcast with your host, Tony Award winner, Ken Davenport.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to episode number 244 of the Producer's Perspective Podcast. Today, we're going to talk about a very timely event. For those of you who were watching last week's Olympics in Tokyo, you know, one of my favorite events, one of the world's favorite events is, of course, the women's team gymnastics, individual gymnastics, anything gymnastics, even the rhythmic gymnastics. I mean, I'll take any gymnastics at any time. And the world was so excited, and certainly this country was so excited to watch Simone Biles get back up and prepare to run down that vault runway and do what she has done so, so well and better than anyone in the world. So the world was also shocked when, after a less than Simone Biles performance, she announced that she would be withdrawing from the Olympics. So I want to talk a little bit about my own personal reaction to this first, before we even get into the global reaction or any of the nonsense, much of it, on social media. So I'm going to be very honest right now and tell you that my first reaction was, what? She pulled herself out? How could she let down the team? How could she do that? She's got to fight. She's got to keep going. She's got to stay in the game. That was my first reaction. And then, honestly, what I've learned over the last year in so many different subjects is to, when I have an initial gut reaction, when I have an unconscious bias, when I have an unconscious feeling or sentiment about anything, I stop and I take a breath and I ask myself, why are you feeling that way? Why are you feeling that way? So I asked myself, when Simone Biles said her mental health was so important and withdrew from the Olympics, and I had this reaction of how could she do that, I asked myself, why was I thinking that way? And then I remembered exactly why I was thinking that way. So go way back with me, little Wayne's World now. We're going to go back to 1989, maybe 1988. And little Kenny Hasija at the time, yes, that's right, was playing baseball, my first year of varsity baseball, and I got put into a big game. I was not a starter, and I got put into this very big game, my first time starting, and this was it, the debut. And I was going to show everyone how great I was, and I was going to be the starter going forward. And my baseball career would take off and the Red Sox would sign me. It was all going to be on this one game where I was finally getting my shot and I was not going to throw it away. Well, guess what? I sucked. I really was not very good that day. I just didn't have it. I'm sure it was nerves. It was my own pressure. Who knows? But I just didn't have my usual stuff because, you know, I was actually a pretty good player. But that day, I didn't have it. And I could tell my teammates were disappointed in me. And in fact, I threw a ball to someone at one point. It got away from him because it was an errant throw. And he looked at me like, come on. He even said that, like, come on, get in the game. I couldn't get myself in the game. And I felt I was bringing everybody down. So I went over to my coach at the time, and I said, I want to come out. I don't feel like I am contributing as much as I want to contribute, and I want to come out of the game. And he looked at me dumbfounded and sighed, shook his head, and sat me on the bench. I then, of course, got off the bench and cheered the heck out of my team for the rest of the game, which we won, by the way. I will never forget that we won. And afterwards, this coach of mine took me aside and said, "Why did you do that? Why did you take yourself out of the game? You can never take yourself out of the game. You've got to stay in the game. You got to stay in the game. You got to stay in the game." Well, that was well over 20 years ago. And as I heard Simone Biles taking herself out of the game, my gut reaction was to think about how what I was told when I took myself out of the game. And as I look back, what I've realized is, you know what? I was right to take myself out of the game. Because not only was I not doing my team members any favors, little 16-year-old Kenny Hasija was embarrassed. I was concerned about myself. Yeah, I was afraid I was going to be made fun of. I was afraid that if I stayed in the game, that I would do something, commit an error, I would make a fool of myself, and that would haunt me down those very stressful, tenuous high school halls. I was anxious. It was extreme anxiety I was feeling on the baseball field that day. And that is not good for anybody, not just in the short term, but in the long term. In the long term, I was right to take myself out of the game. Now look, we can talk about facing your fears. We can talk about girding up your loins and going for it. And obviously there are times when we need to face the challenges that are in front of us. But frankly, whether you're an Olympic athlete, whether you're a 16-year-old kid on the baseball field, or whether you're a theater maker, if you firmly believe that something you are doing right now may have detrimental long-term effects on your mental health, take yourself out of the game. Because you can always put yourself back in. That's the epilogue of this story. That wasn't my last game playing baseball. The next year, I was a varsity player, a senior. I started every single game. And actually, that same coach gave me an award at our end of the season team dinner for being the most improved player. So remember, your long-term mental health as a theater maker and as a human being matters more than a short-term win, even if that win is a gold freaking medal. Congratulations to Simone Biles for doing what was best. Thanks again for listening to the Producer's Perspective podcast. If you found this episode informative, educational, inspirational, or just entertaining, do me a favor and share this episode with another theater maker or two in your life. My mission is to amplify the conversation about theater, because if we get more people talking about it, we'll get more people making it, we'll get more people seeing it, it will be great for the industry as a whole. If you want more of my daily perspectives on theater and Broadway, check out my blog at theproducersperspective.com, or check out my social media accounts at Ken Davenport B-Way on Instagram and at Ken Davenport on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. We'll see you for the next episode.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.